Mental health anxiety is not something to be taken lightly. And before I start this episode, I did want to talk about the importance that please seek out, you know, help and support from a professional. And I'm going to be very open and vulnerable today. It actually makes me kind of nervous to do this episode, but I really wanted to share about the importance of, you know, like anxiety and being a successful business owner and also being in the public eye, right? I know you see my videos, you've heard, or if you're new here, welcome in. I have done things with Pinterest TV as a Pinterest TV host. I've taught on stage. I've been flown out to teach other hairstylists. I've taught classes locally. I've talked locally. I've done education also globally, online, via Zoom. So there's been so many things that I've done throughout the past years. But there has always been this companion in my life, which has been anxiety. So in today's episode, I'm just going to be talking about how anxiety shows up for me, coping mechanisms that I utilize in my day-to-day to really help me function, and also the importance of being comfortable and being okay with having boundaries to protect yourself, especially when you're more anxious like I am, and that you can be successful in this industry, you can be successful online with anxiety. But the things that I've learned throughout the years, I have been doing this for the past 7 years now, so I really hope this episode is super helpful for you. And as always, I am giving this episode with so much love, and take what resonates and it's helpful, and what is not, please leave behind. I try not to say anymore that I have anxiety. I try to say like, oh, you know, it's this like little companion that I deal with. So, and I say a companion because when I think of a companion, it's like something that kind of comes along sometimes and sometimes it doesn't. So that's how I like to like visualize it in my head and in my life. I don't want it to take over me, but sometimes it's happened. I have had a panic attack before, so I'm just going to be sharing from my own experience what it feels like to me. Anxiety and panic attacks can feel different per person. Everybody has a separate feeling and how this shows up in their life. So I want to be very mindful of that, okay? Because I think some of the misinformation out there is that we all experience the same symptoms or we feel the same about it, and it shows up different in everybody's life. Some of us need medication to cope with it. Some of us decide to go holistically. Some of us don't get to do that. So we all get to choose our own adventure and our own road into how we can deal with this. So I did want to be mindful of that. Okay, so with that, let's get started. So what does a panic attack really feel like? I never had one until back in 2015. I was driving back from my therapist at the time office, and I felt it. I felt like I was having a heart attack. Like I couldn't breathe, and I was in the freeway. I will never forget this. And I literally had to pull to the side of the road because I felt I was going to faint. And it was the worst feeling of the world. And I almost went to the hospital because I thought something was wrong with me. And then I realized that I was having a panic attack. I was able to contact my therapist right away. And it sounded like a panic attack. But of course, he told me to call my doctor. And I did. And that was my first sign of a panic attack. And it was a realization for me that my life was going to be different. So that was in 2015. So I think it was the first time for me. I have been healthy up to that point. I think that I really want to emphasize this on this episode. I share all this stuff not because I want you to feel sorry for me or like, oh, poor Celeste. Like, it's not about that. It's just how life changes. I was super healthy up to the age of 29 years old. I never have any health problems or anything. So for me, all this has just been crazy. You know how much my life has changed in the last couple of years from being a super healthy person. So after that panic attack, I knew life was going to be different for me. And I with my anxiety, you know, dealing with it and trying learning coping mechanisms, which put meditation, which I'm so thankful and grateful for my therapist teaching me that, being able to tune out of my mind, quiet my mind. I've tried medication and my journey with medication was hard. So I cannot take any type of medication for this because it literally hinders my daily function. It's that strong for my body. So, and it also hinders my creativity and it hinders my feelings. Like I am a totally different person. I am not who I am as a person. In a good and bad way. When I'm on it, I'm good and super happy, but I'm not this creative person. Like I lose a part of myself. So it's been a long journey, but you know, I've learned different coping mechanisms, which I'll talk a little bit later on the episode. But knowing this, I knew my life was going to be different, okay? And I was okay with that. So I think for the first thing for me and like to any of you listening to this episode, and if you also have anxiety, is that it's going to be different. And the moment that I accepted that, the moment that things got easier for me. And I think a lot of people like don't understand that part of me and don't understand something I deal with in a daily basis. I think people forget, right? Because I show up as myself. I do love to talk. I do love to laugh. I love to socialize. I love to have conversations. I love to teach and share. It is part of who I am. But also, I am very introverted, okay? And that has to do a lot with my anxiety because, like, I feel a lot of energy. It's just how I am. So I'm just going to share this episode. It's how I feel it with it, how I deal with it. When I'm around people, their energy affects me, okay? And being a big, like, even in stores, I am the type of person who will try to go to a store when it's, like, less busy. I don't like to be around. And it's crazy because I have taught and I do a whole bunch of things like outside in the public eye. But I really do love being introverted. I love being at home. I love being within myself. I love sitting in quiet spaces. Right now, literally, I am at home sitting quietly as I record this episode. So I know things were going to be different. So I think it's really important. This was something that has really helped me to grow my business and grow as a person. So here goes the helpful tips and here goes the reality behind it. First is I separated myself from my business, okay? And I invite you to explore that for yourself and your business. So I am Celeste, the person. I'm a mom. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. And I am a human, okay? So that is my human self. I have imperfections. I am who I am. Life experiences. Celeste is a human being. She's not for sale. She's not a product. She's not a service. She's not her work. I'm a human living this human experience for happiness. Under my own definition of happiness and my own definition of success and wealth. That is Celeste, a human. She's separate. Okay. And then there is my entity, my business entity, Celeste Stylist. So separating myself has really helped me. And I really invite you to look into this. I have done posts on my Instagram, so you may be able to find it on there, sharing that I am not my business. And I am not, because I think it's so important for us as business owners to separate ourselves. If tomorrow I'm no longer have a business, like, you know, with my whole hands health situation, right? As you can imagine, having anxiety, worrying about that, right? Like, oh, my hand, you know, my hands are going to hold up. I know I can do hairstyling. I know I can no longer do highlighting, right? Hair highlight foils. It has been so important for me to separate that. And I invite you to see what would happen if you separate yourself from your business. Because I know I'm always worthy. And I always have abundance and I always get to be happy as myself. That if tomorrow things went away and things have changed over the years, it has been easier to detach myself, understanding that my business is Celeste Stylist. My business is Sonoma Mobile Lounge, but Celeste, the person, the human, is a separate person. Like even for my separate business for coaching, you know, which is under CelesteGonzalez.co. She's that's separate. That's not even me. And I just wanted to give you that emphasis that's so important that you learn whatever. It may not be my method. You may have your own method for this to separate yourself from your business, okay? And that's how I was able to do it. Like, I know my business has a logo. It has colors. I'm still showing up as my authentic self, okay? Like, it's still me. Like, if we go out to breakfast, we're probably going to be the loudest table, maybe probably in the place. We're going to be laughing. Like, you still get me when I do my business. But my accolades, my success, my failures don't define me as a human. And it's so important because I love this saying that, I think it was Gary. I know some of you guys don't like him, that's fine. But Gary Vee, like, he was saying, like, you must be comfortable in not hearing the clapping so that you don't hear the booing, right? And it's so important in our business that we don't get our, you know, feeling of success and fulfillment from people's clapping and cheering. It's so important that we stay humble, right? And that also we realize that it's up to us, you know, like, all the happiness is in, and feeling of success and a wealthy lifestyle should come from within us, not an outside force or source. So that's just my opinion on it. That's how I'm able to handle my business with anxiety, is that I know Celeste's style is my business. I know it has responsibilities, but it's not who I am. Like, it doesn't define everything I am. And it has been such a beautiful learning lesson, because being in the public eye can be hard. Okay, so I'm going to be authentic AF and all this shit. Being in the public eye, people can criticize you, can attack you for things, can try to shut you down in your business. Like, it's happened to me, okay? It hasn't been all clapping and cheering for me. And I'm sharing this because it's so, so important that we separate ourselves, especially as a person, you know, that gets worried more than people. And we'll talk about how anxiety shows up for me. That has been so healing for me. It has been a process. And I just want to say thank you to my family, which is my sister. I want to say thank you, my brother-in-law, Iggy. I love Iggy. And I want to say thank you to my husband, Gustavo, and my really close friends, which are very few, but there's 5 of them, and they know who they are, and I love you guys. Because having a friendship and having a person like this in your life also takes a lot of love and compassion, right, to understand that they are different, and they react different, and it's just a different type of relationship. So I really treasure that a lot. And it has been a learning curve. But I really wish I could have told myself earlier on to really separate myself. It probably took me like a year and a half in to really start separating myself. But it has been years of process to really detach myself from my business. I wish I would have done that sooner. So that's why I wanted to share that big token with you. So do that. So step number one is separate yourself from your business, whether it's having a separate business name or just doing your own method of how you can know that you are a human and that your name and who you are as a person is totally separate from your business. So, so important, because even if you love doing hairstyling or beauty services, and you do that for the rest of your life, at some point, you're going to retire, okay? So that's not going to be what you're going to be doing your whole life. And if you're attached solely to that, it's going to be harder for you later on. So that's just my 2 cents on that. So let's talk how anxiety shows up for me and how I navigate it to show up online and in person. So anxiety shows up with me, like, I think to overthink things. I worry a lot. I was always trying to plan for the future. That has changed in my life. I'm no longer like that, but I was always trying to plan for my future. I felt like maybe there's something wrong with me because I don't do things like everybody else. Maybe there's something wrong with me because I function differently, I think differently, I process things differently, and I do things very differently than everybody else. So that's how my anxiety shows up. Anytime I do any type of work, I give all my work I do, okay, everything I do, I give 110%. I always give my beyond my best. Like, I try my hardest. But part of my anxiety also shows up in only seeing imperfections. I am my worst critic. And I think that's a blessing and also like a curse. Is that these what really helped, my husband even says, like, in clients and people close to me. That's what makes you so strong. And that's also what it's so hard for people close to me to see, is how hard I am on myself. I am very hard on myself. And I've been working with my therapist, you know. I'm giving myself more grace, but that's just how anxiety shows up for me. So when I see my work, it's never good enough. I always can do more. It's always, I always learn to do the next time. So I'm very hard and like really nitpicky on myself. And I wish I wasn't. And I'm working on that. But it's just how anxiety shows up for me. So now, how do you share your work, right? So let's talk about the fun part. So how do you share your work, and how do you show up on live video, and how do you do classes in person? But right now, we're just going to talk online, even how you do Zooms online. I've done webinars where I have strangers sign up for my webinars and classes. How the heck do I do that? How do I take over other people's Instagram stories and work with brands and create videos for them? How do you do that when you when you're anxious, right? Like, that's how it shows up in my life. So the first thing is, like, I always see it like I'm going to give my best, right? There's something, even if one person with everything I share, okay, as I told you, I pick on my work. I never think it's like 100% or good and like good enough to share, okay? That's just the reality of it. But this has helped me tremendously, and I hope it helps you too. If one person, just one, just like with this podcast, if one person listens to this episode and is able to get courage or take action or change something in their mind or their perspective that can take them to the next level and help them in just a little way, that's enough for me. So that's how I'm able to show up online. That's how I'm able to do my videos. That's how I'm able to allow my creativity to just be unleashed and release it and just do things the way I do differently. And that's the way that I've been able to stop my overthinking and my anxiety from taking over, is that I know that it's going to help one person. And this goes back again to not needing validation, but it's so important. And I am so grateful for all of you that DM me and email me and interact with me, or even with this podcast, you can answer the polls and the questions, and that would help me also immensely. Reviews help as well. When you let me know that this is helping you, all that feedback is letting me know that I need to continue showing up and continue sharing my work because it's helping someone out there. This is not about me. It's not about, oh, what's in it for me, or how's it going to help grow my business. It's more of the mentality for me personally of like, I'm helping one person at a time. Okay. So that's how I'm able to show up online. That's how like I allow anxiety like to like take a back seat and be like, no girl, like you're not. I mean, in my mind, she a girl. I'm like, no girl, you ain't coming in this ride, okay? This is my bus, this is my ride, and I'm the driver. I'm in the driver's seat. I'm in the one handling and saying where I'm going to go, and you're not going to take over this. So that has been a beautiful, liberating space for me. So when I do videos, or whether it's live, webinars, taking over Instagram stories, whatever it is, for me, it's a source of creativity because I get to unleash myself. I don't have rules for myself there. And that's how I'm able to be very creative in my own way and how I create everything. Is I don't judge myself. For the longest time, I know, like I really, my heart of hearts know. Honestly, like if it wasn't for my health, probably I would be at a different level in my business. I know I would be at a bigger level in my business, but I don't judge it either because I feel like there's a lot of beautiful opportunities and growth happening right now at this moment as my business is changing. I mean, like, I'm really taking, like, part-time business into my business, like, to just focus on certain services and really start to help more other businesses. And I feel like it's going to morph into what's next for me. So I'm not judging myself over it. And it's so important when you have, like, you know, like, for me, dealing with anxiety is, like, you need to have a creative outlet. So what's a creative outlet going to be for you? Is it going to be, maybe you're like, okay, that's awesome. You like to do videos. So that's why Celeste creates so much of the videos and reels and all that stuff and does lives, because she enjoys it and brings her joy. And it's a, like, creative outlet. So what's your creative outlet? Is it writing? If it's writing, maybe you should, like, start writing a blog, you know, on your website about different topics that interest you and may interest other people around you or in your industry. If it's talking, maybe a podcast or sending voice memo email newsletters to your email list is a better outlet for you. For me, it's video, and that's a lot of fun, like editing video. That may be another creative outlet for you. For me, it's doing things with my hands. I love decorating. I love cleaning. I suck at crafting, but I love crafting too. So that's why I bake cookies, because that's the closest thing I'm going to get to doing something that's really well. So you need to find your own creative outlet. I think it's so, so important. Step number two in showing up online is, how do you show up the strongest? Some of us are amazing at taking photos. Others are amazing at taking video. Others are stronger with our voice. So utilize your own creative outlet where you feel the freest to show up online. It would be my biggest token of advice to you. If you do have anxiety like I do, and it's kind of hard for you to show up, you need to find that outlet. I knew from the beginning when I started doing videos, that there was something different about it. And then I learned very quickly that it was my creative outlet and it was fun for me. And I think that's why I'm able to do so much of it. It's because it create content and share in different platforms. It's because it's fun. Like, I don't judge myself over it. Like, it's my creative outlet. And so now you're probably asking, well, how do you deal when people don't like it or, like, criticize all that stuff? I literally block or remove people. The reason why I do that for me, and even, you know, just being from an anxious person point of view, is my mind works differently, right? So I may take things differently and it takes maybe a bigger toll on me. So why waste that energy? For me, energy is like a battery, right? It runs out sooner or later throughout our day. I'm literally just starting my day. I'm recording this podcast in the morning because that's when I have the most energy for me in my day. But you may be different. Maybe you have the most energy at night. So that's when you should be doing all your fun stuff, right? And creative outlet things. So I just think it's so important that you find what means for you is the funnest and easiest to show up online and be okay with being different. If I was vanilla, or the same like everybody else, or judging myself like I used to because I don't look or act like everybody else or do things the same, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I know that you have your own creative outlet. And it's so important that you own who you are, like truly who you are as a person and truly who you are as a like creative person and a business owner. I can't be anybody else. I really wish I could like write better. I love to journal and I love to write notes all the time. But I misspell things and I forget my punctuation because I get too excited, okay? So writing really takes a lot of work. So like blogging takes so much work out of me because I'm like, oh, I need to spell check this and double check and read it. I literally just send out an email to my email list for my business, for my beauty business. And I had to like check it 4 times before I put send on that email. So it just takes so much more work. So that's not a good creative outlet for me. I learned that it's really good for me to journal, but it's not good for me to type. It takes a lot of energy for me. So videos works better. So find out, experiment, play with it, and do you, because people connect with you over the simplest things, or who you are, over your voice, over your mannerisms. Like I talk with my hands, that's just part of who I am. So go ahead and do that. find what works best for you in regards to that. That's how you're going to be able to show up more online. So lastly, let's talk about showing up in person, okay? Because you need to find your little, like, I'm going to call it your little, like, protection tool, okay, when you go in person. So like I told you, like, and just to give you, like, a little bit of context, so a little bit more backstory to this, even to go to a dentist, like, I need to take half a Xanax, right? Because I get so nervous, but because I don't like the side effects of it because they linger for weeks after I take one, just one pill. So I was decided I'm going to be strong about it. So I've learned different coping mechanisms. So thank you to my dentist and being scared going to the dentist and being anxious about it. So when you do live in-person events, whether you're teaching on stage, whether you're going to like a big, I used to do a lot of hair shows before, whether you're going to go teach in person or like talk in person. I remember, I will never forget this. I have taught in so many places. The one place I got the most nervous was the first time I talked in public here at a local event, the Petaluma, because just knowing that people around me, they are locally, like, it's just, I don't know, it just freaked me out. It was just different, you know, like, I know online we connect and then we get to disconnect, but like, live in person, like, you'll see me in the street. I don't know. It was just weird. Like, it was the first time. And I don't know, maybe I just having a panic, like an anxiety attack that day. I don't know what happened, but I remember I was nervous and I admitted to it. So number one, like, acknowledge your feelings. I was literally, before I spoke, I'm like, you know, I've taught before, but I feel a little nervous about doing this locally, but I really want to help you too. So that's how I started. That's how I started my talk, when I was nervous that one time. And after that, I've done classes. I did classes here locally and I've been fine. It's, you know, it's like normal now and it's natural and it's good. But I think it's so important that we always acknowledge that when you have anxiety, you never know how it's going to show up. It doesn't matter that you have years in, it may just all out of the blue show up for you. And it's so important that we acknowledge, hey, this is the feeling I'm feeling. And if you're more vulnerable or willing to be open, to share it with who you're going to go speak to or who you're going to be around with. And that's okay. Whatever works best for you is like what's so much so important about doing in-person events, right? So that'll be my tip number one in regards to speaking locally. Number two, it would be when you do in-person events. Now, I have been flown out to speak on stage and to teach and all these things. For that, like, find your own thing that makes you feel the most comfortable. So I'm gonna confess something. I always carry a little something with me, okay? So I'll either carry a crystal with me, or I carry some type of like protection type of crystal for me that makes me feel safe. That makes me feel like there's this energy around me that's protecting me, and that I'm owning my own energy in big spaces. Okay, it happens. So what I do that has helped me tremendously is I always carry something that symbolizes protection for myself, whether it's a crystal. If you don't believe in those things, maybe it's a prayer. If you don't believe in those things, maybe it's a scent. Like, I have an aura spray as well that I spray on myself. If you don't believe in that, visualization, like visualizing, like, you have a white light over you. I did just become Reiki certified. I did that for myself. I'm Reiki certified level 1 right now. I will be in the next couple months becoming Reiki level 2 certified. So it's just, I've been doing like Reiki and all these things. Like, this I've been practices I've been doing for years. I literally just became certified in Reiki, but I've been using different like things to symbolize protection for me, right? And to remind me that I am in my body and I am in my power. So that's what I do. So when I go into big events, right, knowing anxiety is part of my life, okay? Especially when a bigger event and it's loud and there's a lot of people, okay? Especially like if you've never been to a hair show. I don't know if you've ever been to like a bridal show, like a bridal hair show. It's like that, but it's like for like 3 days, you know, three days that you're full on that. You do also, like, you go to dinners and, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of events, there's after parties. It's a lot of interaction, okay? So it's so important that for me to be able to show up in person at events as my confident best self, which I'm not faking, it's just me. I need to be able to remind myself that I am in my power in bigger spaces. So that's what I do. I carry something with me that reminds me of that. And I can tap into, like, hey, this is my body. I'm in my power. This is my energy. I'm in my power. And after I come back home, so I'm able to connect with people. And I always, and I do want to emphasize this, I always respect my energy. And I always respect what I feel. I know as business owners, of course, we're here to make money and have a business and provide services and do bookings, okay? And I do that. But I am very mindful when my energy says this is not going to be a good fit. Just like in your business, you know when a client is your ideal client and that's somebody you should be booking versus somebody who's just like, you know, you're not a good fit for each other. You can respectfully decline and it's okay. So I did want to make an emphasis on that, that part of respecting also my anxiety, and I call it, you know, also my energy of how I feel about things, is I respect it that sometimes I'm not a good fit for certain things and I say no, or I, you know, decline respectfully, and it's okay. Doing in-person events, I don't know all the answers, and I'm okay with that. I think there's something so beautiful about being honest with people and realizing that, hey, you know, like, that's a great question. Please DM me and I'll look at, DM me the question. I'll look up for you and then I'll send you an answer. You know, like if you can't respond right away or can't find out right away the answer. I think it's so important for us to always like remember, like we're always learning something. I will forever be a student and I'm always willing to research and learn more. And it's okay. Like, if you're kind of nervous or like you're like, oh my gosh, I'm anxious because what if they ask me a question I don't know? Guess what? Here's your magic tip of the day. You don't need to know it all. You get to go find out and do your research, and that's awesome and it's perfect. And I think it's also speaks volumes to people's integrity when you're able to be like, hey, you know, that's a great question. Let me look into that and I'll get back to you, because you're being honest and they appreciate that. People love honesty. Maybe not all the time, depends how you say things. But for me, I just rather be honest. It's my best policy. So that's my two cents on that. So lastly, in regards to in-person services, you know, I mean, in-person, like, you know, events and being around bigger energies and like bigger things that you do. Like, I think it's so important that you always respect yourself and have boundaries. So that's the last part I want to end this episode with today. I can make so much money just doing highlights. Like, I know it. Like, I know how much money I make just doing highlights. Being in pain for 5 days and having the anxiety for me of like that I potentially can't finish a service is horrible. Horrible. I'd rather not do it at all. And that was a very hard decision for my ego, okay? And very hard decision for me too, business-wise, because this has been the first year that I really have pushed my hand to really see what I'm capable of doing. And, you know, the past 2 years not being able to work fully how I had prior to like 2020 has really taken a toll when my whole hand thing, like it really did take a toll for me financially. And I had to become more creative on other outlets of business, right? Like, how do I make income? Because I can no longer do it, you know, solely behind the chair, which has been awesome. It has opened so many opportunities and I've learned to make money in other ways to bring in income for my business and for myself. But this is where we go to boundaries, right? Your body, your well-being matters. And sometimes that's going to require for us to be brave and courageous to make decisions that make sense for us. Making that decision was really hard for me because I was trying to go back to it, but I literally physically can't. And I had to choose my health first. I don't care that people may judge me or think I'm dumb or think I'm a failure, whatever. Like, to each their own. I know I'm doing what's best for me. And so this is where the boundaries come in. Like, you need to be able to be okay. And even if as hard as it is, because I already did an episode on how hard this was, put yourself first and put your boundaries up first too. I also have boundaries in regards when I do contracts and I work with people, because I want to be super respectful of people. Super respectful, okay? But I expect the same amount of respect back to towards myself as well and to people that I work with alongside me. So I have that those boundaries too, and they come out in a form of a contract. So I'm just sharing this. You know, I have get inquiries all the time, and sometimes we're not a good fit, you know, and that's okay too. That's beautiful. I love that I'm able to tell, hey, this is not a good client for me, or like they want certain type of style that I'm not really comfortable doing, and I can be upfront about it, and they don't book me. That doesn't hurt my feelings. I love being honest, even if it costs me money, because that makes me less anxious, and that is with me being in integrity. I'm not going to do things just because of money. I refuse to do that. That's why I honestly no longer work solely with one brand. And if I'm going to work or represent somebody or a brand, it's going to be a brand that, of course, is paying me for content, but as well is going to be very respectful and mindful that I get to work with other companies. And I get to voice my opinion, what I like and I don't like. And if I can't do that, I won't work with them. So I think that's what's so important for you to really have your boundaries in regards to your anxiety and your business. Maybe there are some services that you can't do because they make you too anxious. And that's okay. It doesn't make you broken. It doesn't make you less of a beauty professional for doing so. It makes you so strong. I want you to know that. It takes so much more bravery to say no than it is to say yes. In regards to boundaries, every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. That has been amazing and so transformational for me in regards to my business, to knowing that. Because everything in life is energy, right? Even currency or money, when you give a service with your hands, someone gives you monetary, you know, or like a trade of some type. Most of us is money. For me, it's just money. You know, I get money back and I say, thank you. It's an energy exchange, right? So be very mindful of that. You know, be very mindful of like what makes you, what brings you joy? Why it makes you excited? What can you do with your eyes closed that you love to do all the time? I love hairstyling. I really do. Like, that has always been my favorite part of coloring. It wasn't that first, but I realized how important it was, and then I learned to love it because I learned to deal with so many hair textures over the years. It has been so much fun to be able to develop that side. So I just think it's so important that when you're anxious that you really understand that you can be successful. Even with having shared all this today, I've had over 11 publications, international, and some of them have been international as well. I have been a part of some beautiful collaborations for some big brands. I have worked for a big brand. I have been an international educator for a big brand before. I've done lots of beautiful things. I've been able to sit in the table with dinners with CEOs of big hair brand companies. I've been able to be at amazing spaces. I've been able to do amazing, beautiful things in life, even with my anxiety and all. Hasn't been hard at times. Yes, it has. But I've learned throughout the years how to become stronger and be at the point where I'm at today. I always show up authentically and I welcome you, and I leave you this open invitation to you today of what makes us different, what others may see as our weakness, can be some of our strongest point. You don't have to be anything that you're not. I am who I am, and I do have a strong personality, and just like I talk to you here, and I also have a kindness also in my heart, because I also have, you know, I've learned from life that you should be humble and that you should be treated nicely, because I've always been also been in the other side of the spectrum where people have not been so nice to me. You know, it sucks when like people are not nice to you, and all of a sudden they see something there that can benefit from you, and then they decide they want to be nice to you, right? I've seen it. I've been there. And I'm so grateful that this part of my life with anxiety, as it comes and it goes, and it comes in different waves, and it shows up differently, that I'm able to show up authentically. Even on my social media, I share if I'm off. I'm sure that things have changed. And it is what it is. And it's okay, you know, like, part of me, and like, I want to end this part, is that who you are as a human is not who you are as a business, okay? If your business changes tomorrow, doesn't mean that you suck as a person. If your business downsizes, doesn't mean that you suck as a person. Your business is a separate entity from you. When your business succeeds, that's a beautiful thing, and it feels amazing, and I know, and it's a beautiful blessing to be able to be published. It's a beautiful blessing to be get paid to create videos that you want to create with creative freedom. I know that is a blessing, and I know that is a privilege that I get to do that for a living. But I also know that's so important for you to be authentic to who you are. Because if I would have lied about how I feel, who I am, or how I do things, I wouldn't be here today. So I am so grateful that I have been able to learn how to cope with my anxiety in public places, being online and growing my business, and also use boundaries to protect myself and my mental health, and of course, get support when needed. I work with a therapist all the time. She's amazing. She helps me. I actually have a session with her today. And as I grow, there's periods too where I don't need her, right? Because that's part of having a therapist. It's like they're there when you need them, and when not, you let them go and they come and flow out of life. And I don't judge myself for that. I think it's beautiful. I think it takes a strong person. So I invite you to be true to who you are, to own what your feelings are, but don't let them overtake you. And I know that sounds hard, and it can be hard. There are days where I don't have the energy, and it's just too much. My anxiety is too much, and I need to go take a break, and I won't do what I'm supposed to. So I have to postpone it to the next day, and that's okay. There are days where I wake up anxious, and I know I have to go to work, so I have different coping mechanisms, which is my aura spray or my little things that I carry around me to calm me down, and that's okay as well. And I invite you to open yourself up to the possibilities of abundance, open yourself up to the possibilities of being successful under your own terms, and that it's okay to be different. It's beautiful to be able to show up in a different way. And what makes you different is what's going to make you the strongest, because nobody can be you. And your life experiences is what will help your business grow, not just in person, not just with the services that you do, but also online if you so choose to. So choose the best method to show up online for yourself and your business. And totally recommend that you separate yourself from your business entity. So with that, I really hope this episode was super helpful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you could leave me a rating or just DM me how this was helpful for you, that means the world to me. And I will see you back here next week. Bye, love.